July 30, 1933. The one who does the divine will forms her dwelling there, that serves as custodian, as defense, and as comfort of the divine will itself. Its knowledges will form its life. I am always prey of the divine volition. I feel its palpitating life in me as bearer of goodness, of speaking light, that while it is mute, it speaks by deeds, it speaks by always loving me, it speaks by forming its life, it speaks by making its life grow, it speaks by making itself felt. Oh! Blessed muteness that knows how to convert into ancient voices your sanctity, your love, all your being into operating voice. But while my mind was lost in the fiat, my sweet Jesus, surprising me with his brief little visit, told me, "My blessed daughter, you must know that one who does my divine will forms the dwelling of my supreme volition, and as a dwelling has no right, nor is it owner to do what it wants, and only serves as custodian, as defense, and as comfort for the one who dwells there, so the soul loses her right in the divine right. She cedes the rights of command voluntarily to my divine will, and remains as custodian, as defense, and as comfort of my divine volition, that develops her life as best pleases it. Now by doing mine, the human will not only changes into the dwelling for mine, but she will remain an honored dwelling that my fiat will decorate with divine trimmings. This dwelling of hers will form its royal palace, in which the angels themselves will remain amazed. It will make a display of its love, of its sanctity, of its light, of its uncreated beauty. It will form its life and its operating life in the will of the creature. For us, operating great things are rights that we have in our nature. Our power has no limits. It can do everything, it can reach everywhere, and if we do not do many things, it is because they do not want them, not because we cannot. But arming our power to render us operating in the brief circle of the human will, we can say that we place more love, more divine art, more power, because we must restrict in her what is immense in us. Therefore our love displays even more in rendering us operating in the creature, and she will feel my will dwelling in her, in a way that she will feel its divine life flow everywhere, in her works, in her steps, in her heart, in her mind, even in her voice. She will form so many rooms of her being in order to give the opportunity to my divine will of letting it now speak, now operate, now walk, now love, in sum, whatever it wants. So I continued to think about the so many truths that Jesus had told me about his divine will. And my beloved good Jesus added, "My daughter, every life has need of nourishment. Not only this, but of material adapted to forming that life. She must have her beginning, her growth. Only in us do things have no beginning, but in the creature everything has its beginning. Therefore, in order to have the beginning of the operating life of my divine will in the creature, it must administer the first material in order to form it. But do you know what these first materials have been? The first knowledges and truths that I have manifested to you about my divine will. They have formed the humor, the heat, and the first act of life in order to give beginning to its 3 life. Now after having formed the beginning of this life, it was necessary to form it, raise it, and nourish it, such that as my manifestations on my will followed, some have served to form it, some to raise it, and some to nourish it. If I had not continued my speaking about it, it would remain suffocated, or yet, a life without growth, because it feeds itself with nothing other than only the truths and knowledges that pertain to it. See, therefore, the necessity of my long speaking about my fiat. It was necessary in order to make it known to the creature. It was necessary in order to form its life, and not let it lack the divine nourishment of its own truths, that alone can serve in order to nourish it, because outside of the creature my will has no need of anything or anyone. By itself, in its nature, it is life, food, nourishment, and everything. On the other hand, wanting the creature's cooperating part, by way of knowledges and truths that pertain to it, it forms its life more or less according to what she knows. and these knowledges form an indissoluble marriage between the one and the other. The substance, the heat, the growth, the food of the life of my will and the creature. This is why I returned to my speaking, because it serves my will and you, and in order for you to make it more known, loved and appreciated by yourself. Therefore, when creatures will hear that my long speaking, my almost continuous visits, my so many graces, will serve to form the life of my divine will in you, they will no longer marvel about the ways that I have had, about the graces that I have made, about the so many truths that I have said. It was life that had to be formed, and life has need of continuous acts. What life can say that it does not have need of continuous acts? Not one. Works do not have need of continuous acts, but life needs them, the breath, the heartbeat, the continuous motion. Every day a food that sustains her, a garment that covers her, a dwelling that keeps her secure. See, therefore, how everything I that have done and will do was necessary for me in order to form this life of my divine will, and was necessary for you in order to receive it and possess it, and to not let it lack anything that is befitting of a divine life. When I act with divine wisdom, order, and harmony. Could one say to you that this life of my divine will needs to be formed in you without making it known to you, without giving you the divine materials in order to form it, and the continuous food in order to make it grow? I do not know how to do these things. If I say that I want something, I must give everything that is necessary, and in a superabundant way, in order that the creature would be able to do what I want. And since creatures do not know my way of acting, they marvel, they doubt it, and certain ones reach to condemning my work and the creature who I have the aim of completing my great designs that will help the whole entire world, because the life of my divine will operating in the creature is not subject to either dying or ending, but it will have its perpetuation in the midst of the human generations. Therefore let me do, and always continue you flight in my divine will. Fiat.